WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Last month's successful move of the state 7-on-7 football tournament to Veterans Park has led to bringing the event back next year. Kendra Fry of the Convention and Visitors Bureau says part of the credit goes to the College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
College Station Parks and Recreation Department in was completely flawless. I mean, they run events all the time as well, and they're unbelievable at what they do. So, you know, bringing them in and getting them involved and all being on the same page, it was just the perfect storm, just lined up perfectly for us.
Fry also applauded everyone who provided hospitality services to more than 2,500 participants and more than 13,000 visitors, generating an estimated economic impact of around $1 million. Oil and gas production in the Brazos Valley isn't going away anytime soon. That was among the statements made during a panel discussion hosted by the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Five men involved with the industry spoke to more than 300 attending the Economic Outlook briefing. Lynn Legate, who works with 9 trade organizations through a statewide oil and gas initiative, pointed out how hydraulic fracking and horizontal drilling has increased production from here on south through the Eagleford Shale.
6 years ago, it was producing less than 1,000 barrels of oil a day. Today, that's approaching 1.5 million a day today. Down in Three Rivers, Texas, there's a Valero refinery that 3-4 years ago was refining 95% foreign-sourced oil, West Africa, Caribbean, Middle East. Today, 95% of the oil they refine comes from South Texas.
Legate says the United States is importing the least amount of oil from OPEC countries since 1991. A Navasota man accused of murdering his wife is in and out of jail. Kelly Armstrong surrendered at noon Wednesday and was released less than 2 hours after posting a $150,000 bond. A news release from Grimes County District Attorney Tuck McClain states an autopsy confirmed Autumn Armstrong died of a gunshot wound to her right thigh. One shot was fired, and a firearm was found on the bed next to the victim. McClain says Kelly Armstrong called 911 early Monday morning to report his wife had been shot. The couple's teenage son was also in the home. Kelly Armstrong was arrested on a charge of first-degree murder. A Bryan man placed last week on the Department of Public Safety's 10 Most Wanted Sex Offender list has been found. 28-year-old Ezekiel Harris was caught in Ennis, south of Dallas, the day after he was added to the list. Harris, who was convicted 10 years ago for the sexual assault of a 12-year-old girl in Brenham, had not been seen since April 2013. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry is among those issuing reminders to reduce the mosquito population.
Standing water at your house in a tire or bird bath, knock it out.
College Station crews will be fogging areas where mosquitoes have tested positive for the West Nile virus. College Station residents are also invited to buy mosquito dunks, which are placed in water to kill larvae before they hatch. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Accord for under $300 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com. 35-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit. Zero due at signing. 12,000 miles per year. End September 2nd, 2014. See dealer for complete details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 810. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For the time being, our chances for seeing any precipitation have diminished to about nothing. We'll have sunshine across the area today. Highs 95 to 100. Tonight clear, 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow. We're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night clear. Those will be 75 to 80 degrees. Saturday is going to be sunny. Temperatures Saturday afternoon are probably going to reach 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's by the way, visit your local library and sign up for the most important school supply of all. That's your library card, because September is library card sign-up month, okay? Find out about that. Pretty cool. Bobby's here this morning from the library. How are you today?
Good.
It's time for us to play I Didn't Know That. I thought I didn't know. What did I call
another
it?
Another story... Bet you didn't know?
No, I thought I knew that. That's it. Okay. So I just need to remember the name of the game. So today we're going to play I Thought I Knew That, but since we have a librarian here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit. We're going to amp it up a little bit. Yesterday we played this with the mayor, so today we're going to kind of amp it up a little bit. So here we go. These are multiple choice questions. There'll be three of them. And Bobby, I won't make you answer first. One of the other guys will do that. Excuse me. Okay, now that I got that cough out of my throat. All right, so here we go. Kevin, you'll answer first on this one.
Oh, goody.
There's an A, B, C, and D. Who wrote Don't Count Your Chickens Before They're Hatched? Was it A, Aesop, B, Shakespeare, C, Ben Franklin, or D, Chaucer? Once again, who wrote Don't Count Your Chickens Before They're Hatched? Was it A, Aesop, B, Shakespeare, C, Ben Franklin, or D, Chaucer?
I'm going with Ben Franklin.
Yeah, okay.
I have to as well.
Okay, Bobby?
Oh, dear, I should know this, but I'll guess A.
Yes, you're right. It's
oh,
Aesop.
Man, I thought I knew all of them.
Yeah, and Bobby breaks into the lead. So there you go. Okay. All right, here we go. Number two. And Patrick, you'll answer first this time. What does a nidologist study? Is it A, waves? Close your computer.
Sorry.
Yeah. Is it A, waves, B, clouds, C, bird nests, or D, caves? What does a nidologist study? Is it waves, clouds, bird nests, or caves, Patrick?
Oh, man. Waves?
All right.
Bird nests.
Bobby?
I'll go with bird nests.
It's bird nests.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
That's what you get for being cocky yesterday,
Patrick,
buddy.
Patrick won yesterday, see? So, all right. So here we go. Kevin, this is going to help you. You'll feel better here. We'll bring it down to an Aggie 96 level. All right, here we go.
Wow!
It doesn't matter. Nobody listens to him. All right, so here we go. Which NHL team has won the most Stanley Cups? Is it A, the Toronto Maple Leafs, B, the Boston Bruins, C, the Montreal Canadiens, or D, the New York Rangers? Again, which NHL team has won the most Stanley Cups? Is it Toronto, Boston, Montreal, or the New York Rangers?
Oh, I think that would be the Leafs, eh?
No, you think it'll be the Toronto Maple Leafs. Okay, and Patrick?
Far be it from me to disagree. We'll go with the...
Okay, Bobby?
I'll get the Boston Bruins, I guess.
Okay, no, it's not. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. But nobody was right because it was the Montreal Canadiens.
It was one of those two. I just couldn't know which one it was.
So Bobby wins. That's okay. See, that's good. You weren't perfect, but it's okay. You still beat those two other mozons on the radio. So
at least I get my participation trophy.
You will. You'll get a little green ribbon. You will. Hey, what are you here to talk about today?
Well, we have a need for volunteers for our adult literacy program. The Friends of the Library and lots of other people provide materials and supplies, and lots of wonderful volunteers come to help people learn English or teach them how to read if they don't read very well at all. And we also have conversation groups at the Larry Ringer Library, formal classes on Saturday mornings at the Mounts. And so if you want to teach someone to learn English, it just takes a few hours of your time. You don't have to do it every week because we teach in a team. So you can all work it out when you come and when you don't.
Yeah, okay. So you don't have to necessarily be individually tied to it since it's a team effort.
Right, yeah.
And if you've never done this before?
Well, all you have to know is to... First of all, to speak English, and that's it. You do not have to know another language.
Okay.
And because the goal is for them to be able to speak English, go shopping and, you know, go to the bank, talk to their child's teacher, things like that.
Okay, so if they've got some other questions, who would they need to talk to kind of find out if this is right for them?
Well, they can call me at 209-5600, or they can just go on the website and look under services, but mostly they should just contact me.
Okay, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, so. well, that would, because if they have any questions, if they feel like, you know, again, if you've never taught before, it doesn't mean that you can't do this.
Oh, yeah, it's really fun.
Okay, that's for sure. And then also remember, get your library card, because I got a new library card the other day, and it's got wildflowers on
yeah,
it. It's really kind of neat
bonnets.
Looking. Yeah, it is. Okay, again, give me your phone number so they'll know.
209-5600.
Okay, good. Thanks for coming
Thank
in this morning.
Thank you so much.
What's a library
yeah,
card?
Yeah, you go. Yeah. Hey, and that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Will King joins us in just a minute.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Will King here this morning from the Bush Library and Museum. Happy summer ending to you.
That is true. We are getting towards the end of summer.
Yeah, and so as a result, things are kind of livening up a little bit. Of course, we did have a good, fun summer, and so we're going to wrap it up with a couple of more events before the kiddos get back to school, huh?
That's true. You know, we're wrapping up summer with the end of our summer film series, and we're showing a last film. It's going to be Remember the Titans. It's going to be this Friday, the 22nd, starting at 7 p.m. If you've been to our other films before, you know that we have games, activities, free food. All that begins at 7 o'clock. This one we're doing a little differently because we're partnering with TxAcS, so we're getting you ready for... You know, while everybody else is getting ready for back to school, we're getting ready for back to football.
There you go.
So starting about 8 o'clock or so, Gabe Bach from TxAcS Radio is going to lead a discussion about all things Aggie football. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll take some questions from the crowd. And then just before we show the film, which, the film starts sometime after dark, TxAcS put together a little hype-up video to get you ready for the season.
Okay. You know, and the other thing is, we've learned this now with a couple of seasons into the SEC, there are people coming here from far away who have never been here before, and if you've got somebody who falls in that category, please don't forget about the museum. What a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we offer during football season, during any sports season with Texas A&M, you show a ticket to a game from that semester, and then we let you in $2 off.
Wow, what a great deal. If they want some more information on what's going on now and what's coming up during the football season, they can go to the website.
Yeah, absolutely, bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
All right, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Fewer new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Labor Department's weekly snapshot of the job market shows there was some improvement last week. New claims for unemployment benefits fell by 14,000 to 298,000. That's a better than expected showing. Family Dollar Stores has rejected the $9 billion offer from Dollar General. Directors of Family Dollar say they continue to support the $8.5 billion bid from Dollar Tree. They say a takeover by Dollar General would likely raise antitrust issues. McDonald's may have gotten caught up in the tensions between Washington and Moscow. Russia's consumer safety regulator has closed four McDonald's restaurants, claiming that sanitary violations were discovered. Analysts don't believe that. They say the closings were likely part of Russia's response to new U.S. and European sanctions over the conflict in Ukraine. Stock market futures are pointing higher ahead of the Thursday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Afford an amazing office for your business in the best buildings nationwide? Think again. Think Regis. Regis removes the hassles and costs that come with office space. Just call 1-800-OFFICES for a quick quote. Pick from any of their 2,000 prestigious locations and you can start working immediately. Regis offices are fully furnished, staffed, and ready to go. No upfront cash required and no long-term commitments. Right now, they're offering 1 month free. Call 1-800-OFFICES and start today.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, say 21. We talked about this earlier this week. The Barba Bunga big deal going on. The volcano in Iceland.
Mm-hmm. You just wanted to say the word
again. I did. They have evacuated 300 people, which is like 80% of the population, right?
Of Baba Bunga?
Yeah, whatever. Of the whole country, maybe. Anyway, 300 people from an area close to their volcano over fears that it, in fact, could erupt. The area about 190 miles from the Icelandic capital of Reykjavik, which is the only thing that we know how to say.
Exactly.
From there. Doesn't have permanent residents, but it sits within a national park that's popular with tourists, so they're getting them out of there. Authorities say any eruption in the volcano, which sits on an ice cap, could result in flooding in an area that's north of the glacier. The BBC's website says the move came as geologists said about 300 earthquakes have been detected in the area since midnight Tuesday of this week. Volcano that erupted in Iceland in 2010 produced an ash cloud that caused the largest closure of European airspace since World War II. We remember that one, right?
Absolutely.
Call a few to get y'all.
Actually, what it is, Eyjafjallajökull.
Yes. Thank you. What did I say?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what, Scott? I think Jökull, too.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Hello.
Could be the first football game ever canceled because of a volcano. Did you realize this?
What was?
There's a college game scheduled to be played this weekend or next weekend, and they may have to call off the football game because of the active volcano.
Where were they going to play?
I don't remember. Honestly, I had the story yesterday. It's somewhere over there.
Nothing like half the story, ladies and gentlemen, and you could get that from Cliff Howard.
If only you had a device, you could look that up.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, we'll look that up. A college
Wowzers.
Football game could possibly be canceled because of a volcano. Huh. All right, we'll get to work on that and find it for you.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Newsflash, there are trillions of different bacteria within your body. But now the good news. Most of it is actually good for you. Yeah, you see, most bacteria live within the digestive tract, and it's clear that good intestinal health is vital to maintaining a healthy immune system. But, you know, I'm sure you've read all about the benefits of a good probiotic. Now you can help your beneficial bacteria and immune system with First Choice Probiotics from the Activate Company. First Choice Probiotics is the highest pharmaceutical-grade probiotic available, made in an FDA American pharmaceutical lab and guaranteed to work for you or your money back. So don't hesitate to protect yourself with First Choice Probiotics. Go to myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
Just exactly who is this guy? That's the question that the top engineers at NASA were asking themselves. And not just that question, others like, where'd he come from? How'd he get this kind of information? And the big one, how did he figure all of this out before we did? Now, the person who was causing all this commotion was Ed. a Ph.D. from MIT. Oh, it's quite an honor to get a Ph.D. at MIT. After all, it's just about the top scientific and engineering university in the world. But the truth is that the place is just loaded with Ph.D.s, and Ed was one of them. Every Ph.D. candidate has to come up with his graduate thesis, and Ed's was called Guidance for Manned Orbital Rendezvous. For Ed, the whole thing started a short time earlier when he heard President Kennedy make the announcement that America would go to the moon within the decade. So he started studying and eventually wrote his Ph.D. thesis on the subject. The thing that really caught NASA engineers' attention was that it was technically precise. They also realized that he had just come up with the best way to approach a landing on the moon, and that would be to send up two separate spacecraft, one that would orbit the moon while the other would go to the moon and then return to the orbiting spacecraft. The NASA engineers hadn't really considered that concept as yet. So just who was this guy? When they did a little research on the good Dr. Ed, well, they found him to be a bit more than some docile bookworm. Ed had spent some time as a combat pilot in Korea, flying an amazing 66 combat missions and shooting down two enemy aircraft. After Korea, he enrolled at the prestigious Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Ed loved being among the best and the brightest, and he began pursuing his Ph.D. Because President Kennedy had launched a program to put a man on the moon, Ed started thinking about how that might actually be accomplished. And NASA decided that anyone that bright and talented and knowledgeable about moon landings probably ought to be part of one. After all, if you're going to help design it, you might as well fly it. And he did. It's a little-known fact that Dr. Astronaut Edwin Buzz Aldrin helped to design and then flew Apollo 11 and became the second human ever to step foot on the moon.
Today, what those creepy, mysterious permission requests tied to new apps really mean. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
In every state, in every major city and town, police use dash cams. Now, you can too. Prove your innocence in a traffic stop or accident. Prevent insurance fraud. Protect your family and your life. The Commando Dual Lens Dash Cam automatically records HD video of everything around you, front, rear, and sides, all in full HD. The G-Shock sensor and anti-shake image stabilization mean sharp, clear images. The Commando Dual Lens Dash Cam comes complete with the GPS module to document your speed, exact location, the date, and time. We add a 32-gigabyte memory card for up to 6 hours of HD video recording. Order the Commando Dual Lens Dash Cam GPS bundle today for just $189, a savings of $80 off the regular price. Only at shop.commando.com. That's shop.commando.com. K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Have you noticed that when you install a new app on your smartphone or tablet, you're often asked some mysterious and sometimes creepy-sounding questions, such as, the app would like permission to access your phone's microphone. Choose yes or no. Or perhaps, it wants permission to access your phone's location, camera, or contacts. Should you be concerned? The Washington Post investigated and came up with a good common sense answer. Before giving permissions, consider the app's main purpose. If you just added a voice-based app, asking to use the microphone is only logical. The same with your phone's camera. If it's a photo-based app, no worries. Some apps ask for your phone's status and identity. For identity, it's to keep the app from being pirated. When it asks for status, it generally wants to allow incoming calls, emails, and texts while you're using the app. You can get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
A colorful defense. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Sea hares are strange slug-like creatures that live on seaweed in shallow waters. Like squid, they emit a colorful but foul-tasting ink when threatened by predators. But according to Georgia State neuroecologist Charles Derby, the ink contains an amino acid that can actually stimulate a predator's appetite.
They'll grab the sea hare will ink, and the predator actually drop the sea hare and start eating this ink. And what happens then is it's distracted by this and allows the sea hare to escape. So it's a pretty cool form of defense.
Derby's research team found that the ink may also scramble the predator's ability to sense the presence of prey. And he adds that enzymes in the ink have antimicrobial properties, which could be used to treat wounds or combat harmful bacteria. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. More than 300 people attending the BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook briefing heard the oil and gas industry is in a renaissance. The head of the Texas A&M Department of Petroleum Engineering, Dan Hill, expects the current production boom will continue until the next big discovery.
One of our professors has a cute phrase, he likes to say that, you know, the Stone Age did not end because we ran out of stones. It ended because something better came along, better technology. The only thing that will slow the activities we see in Texas will be an oil price collapse, which is possible. It's happened many times before. Historically, every time there's been a major new source of oil supply discovered in the world, the price collapsed.
Exploration in cities and suburban areas has been around for only a few years. O.B. O'Brien with Apache Corporation says they're working to be a good neighbor with those landowners.
Back when, you know, we were all out in West Texas and you only had to deal with guys who owned 30,000 acres, and the only thing you had to do to keep the locals happy was to build a dirt road back to his back goat pasture, our guys were fine. And one of the things that we talk about in my part of the industry, in governmental affairs and communications, if we could just send our land people and some of our hands to charm school for 3 or 4 days and get them used to actually dealing with people instead of cattle and horses and coyotes, then we'd be a lot better off.
In the last 6 months, there have been 323 oil and gas permits issued in Brazos, Madison, Burleson, and Grimes counties. College Station Parks and Recreation and the Convention and Visitors Bureau have scored a big touchdown. The state 7-on-7 football tournament will return to Veterans Park next year. The CVB's Kendra Fry says everything fell into place for the first year at the new location.
And those two synthetic fields that Veterans Park has were dynamite. I mean, they helped us in so many ways. We had one extra turf field that we were able to kind of keep as our follow-up field in case we needed to give a rest to one of the others because of the wear and tear. We were able to move to another one, and I think that plus the service that, you know, and the hospitality they received when they were here in Bryan College Station, all of that put together made the perfect storm, and here they come back in 2015.
The event had been held for 14 years on the A&M campus, but due to NCAA rule changes was moved off campus to Round Rock last year. Last month, the three-day event drew more than 2,500 players and more than 13,000 visitors. More rain means more mosquitoes. In College Station, city crews will be fogging areas where mosquitoes tested positive last week for the West Nile virus. Mayor Nancy Berry reminds residents to remove standing water wherever possible and encourages the use of mosquito dunks. And our audio should be coming here. Moving along, fogging operations will continue in College Station as long as positive tests are received about mosquitoes carrying West Nile. As promised by his attorney, a Navasota man charged with first-degree murder and the death of his wife appeared in the Grimes County Jail. Kelly Armstrong was released less than 2 hours after posting a $150,000 bond. A news release from Grimes County District Attorney Tuck McClain did not disclose what happened before Kelly Armstrong called 911 early Monday morning to report his wife, Autumn, had been shot in their home. McClain says an autopsy confirmed the victim died of a single gunshot to her right thigh. What's believed to be the weapon was found on the bed next to the victim. McClain says the arrest warrant was issued following numerous interviews conducted by Navasota police. A tipster is in line for a reward up to $3,000 after helping the Department of Public Safety find a Bryan man on the lam for more than a year. DPS reports 28-year-old Ezekiel Harris was captured the day after he was placed on the state's 10 most wanted sex offender list. Harris, who was caught in Ennis, was wanted for failing to comply with sex offender registration requirements. That followed a conviction 10 years ago for the sexual assault of a 12-year-old girl in Brenham. Governor Perry has waived a Friday court appearance and has formally issued not guilty pleas to charges that he abused his power in vetoing millions of dollars for state prosecutors who investigate public corruption cases. From Nacogdoches, the county judge has given himself a $24,000 pay cut as residents face possible higher property taxes. The Nacogdoches Daily Sentinel says Mike Perry has submitted an affidavit to be paid the same as county commissioners, which is about $52,000. Perry, who took office earlier this year, says he didn't run for the job for what it paid anyway. Total compensation tops $76,000. Perry says he promised to balance the county budget, and he feels if other people sacrifice, that he should too. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 81 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust, local bank. Local bankers. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:38. Let's do weather. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
For the time being, our chances for seeing any precipitation have diminished to about nothing. We'll have sunshine across the area today. Highs 95 to 100. Tonight, clear 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow. We're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Those will be 75 to 80 degrees. Saturday is going to be sunny. Temperatures Saturday afternoon are probably going to reach 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:39. I think most everybody's heard about the ice bucket challenge, right?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
You
know,
it's out there in lots of YouTubes and stuff. An author and writer and speaker named Bo Stern knows all about ALS. Her husband, Steve, suffers from it. She's got a blog. She says that those videos of people doing goofy things are fine because that raises awareness.
Absolutely.
And it raises money. But she offered some thoughts for those who might wonder what having ALS is like. She calls this an empathetic experience. Things that you could do so that you could understand what it is like. She suggested pick up a 10-pound weight. Now imagine your fork and move it from your plate to, it's a fork, and move it from your plate to your mouth. See how that works. Because you know what? Your hand will probably be shaken by the time you get it there. Sit in a chair for just 15 minutes and do nothing. Only thing you can move are your eyes. Don't speak. Don't scratch your nose. Don't shift your weight. No changing the channel on the television. No computer work. Only your eyes. Sit and imagine what your life would be like if that was the situation. Borrow a wheelchair or a power scooter and try to maneuver quickly through the aisles of a Walmart without speaking. And note the way that people react to you. Strap 25-pound weights to your forearms. Now try to adjust your rearview mirror.
Whew.
Using none of your own muscles, have your spouse or child or friend get you dressed and brush your teeth and write down some of the feelings you have while that's going on. Before you eat your next meal, take a good, long look at the food. Inhale deeply and appreciate the aroma. Now imagine never being able to taste any of that food for the rest of your life. Put two large marshmallows in your mouth and have a conversation with your friends. How many times do you have to repeat yourself? Go to bed and stay in one position for as long as you possibly can, moving nothing. Strap weights to your ankles and climb a flight of stairs, taking two at a time. That's the kind of strength it takes for somebody with ALS to tackle stairs on a good day. And finally, install a speech-to-text app on your phone or iPad and use it exclusively to communicate for one day. Kind of an interesting blog. Lady's name again is Bo Stern. So raises awareness, and again, I think that's probably a pretty good thing.
I saw a neat one yesterday. It was Kermit the Frog.
Oh,
It was just a fun, I mean, if you're doing the ice bucket, that and a redneck with a shotgun.
Ah.
Yeah.
It was a redneck ice bucket challenge, and he shot a hole in the bottom of the bucket.
All right, there you go. All right, remember the water balloon Kickstarter thing that we talked about maybe a month ago?
Well, you fill up 100 of them at
once?
Yeah,
I don't remember if it's that many, but yeah, I think that's probably right. Anyway, so they were going to launch this thing, all right? Can fill these balloons in less than a minute. The goal was $10,000 at the time, and I think at that time I'd mentioned they raised more than that. Well, the Kickstarter is over today. And I need to go look and see. Or can you do that? Can you do that for me? Kickstarter bunch of balloons and see what they've got. Bunch of balloons, and we'll see how they're doing because they're the Kickstarter ends today.
Speaking of looking it up, it was Penn State versus Central Florida.
Oh, that's right. The game in Dublin.
Yeah, playing in Ireland, okay. And that was the one that was going to be affected by the fallout from the volcano.
If it erupts.
Right.
Yeah, and I guess that's coming up on Saturday or something like that. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Just a shade under a million.
Hey, there you go. All right.
That's
not bad.
Oh, 43 minutes to go. Hey?
Oh, all right. It is just about to end. So if your video gaming skills are really outstanding, should you include that on your resume?
Depending on what you're applying for.
It helped at least one woman get a really nice job at the University of Michigan. Heather Newman included her World of Warcraft experience to prove that she's a leader. Noted that she had managed up to 500 players in a large-scale raid over several hours a week. So what do the experts think? They are mixed on it. Some think it's a badge of honor for tech or event-oriented jobs, while others think it gives the impression that you'll be playing video games in the office all day. Well, yeah, the boss will know that, though. The boss will know what kind of job it is, and it probably, you know, won't lend itself to that. But that's interesting. I mean, they've talked for a long time about eye-hand coordination, and what that certainly does, it can be enhanced by
Well, the management skills games. Of managing people that you've never seen.
Sure, be able to do that from a distance. 843.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Accord for under $300 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com. 35-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit. Zero due at signing. 12,000 miles per year. End September 2nd, 2014. See dealer for complete details.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, about a quarter till. When police in New Zealand stopped Tracy Wahop, they found she was transporting a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, and 2 14-year-olds, unrestrained and in non-compliant car seats, knowing she was in trouble, led to the whole problem there. Police went on a 2-mile chase to bring her down. When police finally caught up to the mom, they put her in the back of the patrol car, searched the vehicle. That's when they found 3 more kids in the trunk.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
No Keanu Reeves in Parenthood takes a license to be a drive a car, but any bleep can become a parent. Up here we go. We've only had three China stories. Don't we need to have a perfect four? China Eastern Airlines plane forced to abort its landing after air traffic controllers had dozed off. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oopsie daisy.
Transcript of the flight recording released this week shows that the
that's the transcript.
That's right. Shows the flight crew made repeated attempts to contact the on-duty flight controllers twice in English and in Mandarin about 2:30 in the morning. Those calls went unanswered. The airplane forced to circle the airport for more than 10 minutes before landing. Why don't you empty the bilge tanks in the bathroom on top of the flight building? That'd be see how that works out.
You watch The Nick? Have you heard of it?
I have heard of The Nick.
I think I'm three or four episodes in.
It's a doctor thing, right? Is that right?
Yeah, 1900.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's spectacular.
Is it?
Oh, I love
what,
it.
What makes it so good?
Clive Owen is really good.
All right.
And period shows like that just are really interesting, and I don't know how accurate it is, but
before
they even got the hospital electrified, they had to cauterize using a little hand crank generator to heat up the element.
Ow!
Hey!
Yeah. Ow! Oh, yeah, it's uncomfortable to watch at points, so are most doctor shows.
Well, that's probably true. Do they talk funny, though? They have accents?
They have early American.
Oh, okay, all right. Because, I mean, there's a lot of shows on British television I'd like to watch. I just can't understand them, you know. Well, I mean, you lose the first 7 minutes getting used to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, The Office over there is, I guess, pretty funny.
What's the matter with this flubbing
gibbet? Huh?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. Now, there's the one show that I used to watch. I forget what it was called.
Keeping Up Appearances.
That's it. Keeping Up Appearances, where all the daughters were named after flowers. Is that right? Is that the ones where they were named Petunia and Daffodil?
No, this was the woman's name was Bucket, and she told everybody it was Bouquet.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, okay. But weren't all the sisters named after flowers? I thought they were.
Yes, Roe, you're right.
Thank you. All right, there.
Our Rose.
But that's the whole deal, right? Didn't you lose the first 6 minutes trying to, you know, get into
what
they
didn't.
Were talking?
Oh, all right. I guess I was a bigger Doctor Who fan, so I'm just used to it.
I've never seen Doctor Who.
Like the first part of My Fair Lady.
Yeah, well, yeah. Exactly. All right.
J.G. White, Henry Higgins.
Former governor of Alaska. And, you know, she's out there everywhere. Sarah Palin. There you go. She's still pulling no punches when it comes to talking about Tina Fey. Of course, her image was quickly built on that whole round of public interviews.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's angry because Tina Fey was able to, in her words, make money off of her. Well, hey, hon, you're the one who said that stuff, okay? Nobody made you say you could see Russia from your bathroom window. I mean, that's not Tina Fey's fault. Anyway. So it appears that New York is, you know, they always talk about that's the city that never sleeps. Actually, they do pretty well, as a matter of fact, when it comes to sleeping. Fitness tracker company named Jawbone recently did a survey to see that New Yorkers actually the earliest to bed among major cities.
Oh, wow.
Jawbone makes the fitness tracker up. I don't know what that is, but it's a fitness tracker. I guess what, a wearable probably?
Yeah, Jawbone, I believe, is one of the, like, a Bluetooth.
Okay, so what that does is that gives them the data on tens of thousands of people and their sleeping habits in each major city in U.S. America, and actually a lot of them in international cities. Jawbone says that Brisbane, Australia, actually goes to sleep the earliest. They turn in the average of 10:57 p.m. and wake up at 6:29 a.m. Moscow has the latest bedtime. They stay up until about 12:45 in the morning.
Goodness.
Tokyo can claim the mantle for the city that doesn't spend much time in bed. The average resident who has an up tracker sleeps 5 hours and 46 minutes.
If they had a Sleep Number bed, they wouldn't have to worry about it.
That's right. The update also captured culture patterns like afternoon naps in places like Madrid and Beijing. Now, once we all get our RFIDs, that's what they'll be doing, right? They'll be tracking that. I'm sorry, you can't be doing that.
I'll give you a little shock. Wake up.
That's right, exactly.
There'll be no more people falling asleep in the control tower.
See, and that's right. And that's so where do you place the, where do you place it? Where do you place the little zapper to wake them up?
On your fanny.
I was thinking the right temple.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that
your project needs. Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messinahoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we will be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messinahoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's going to be 100 degrees today. Yeah, there's not much we can do about that.
Hot.
You know, yeah. And no mention of rain. But, you know, I was looking out there. There are some clouds, at least. You know, you consider we've had August days where there were no clouds out there. So maybe that gives us a little bit of break here early on. So how do you spend your 101st birthday? Well, first you got to get there. But, Hi Goldman spent his birthday at work. Hi, real name Herman, has been employed by Capital Lighting in East Hanover, New Jersey for the past 73 years. Imagine the Christmas bonus that guy gets.
73 years?
Yep. He originally planned to retire at the age of 100, changed his mind when that date arrived. He started years ago in the stockroom. Now he rebuilds broken light fixtures. Says he feels great, drives himself to work every day. Wow. Okay.
Holy cats.
Amazing. Instagram user in Thailand just might hold the record for taking the most selfies. Morato Morator, Bangkok, posted over 12,000 pictures of herself on social media. She shares an average of 200 selfies per week with her 20,000 followers. Really? That's almost one selfie for every half hour that she's awake. Refuses to say why she takes so many self-portraits, explaining that it's quite personal. Also seems to take pictures of her desserts, her legs, her dogs. Wow. Okay. Get a little something extra when you buy a used car sometimes. If you're 23-year-old Charlie Wise of London, he ended up buying, a car that had an 8-foot boa constrictor in it.
Dear.
Cleaning out the trunk of the secondhand car. Spotting the boa constrictor slithering around, flicking its tongue. It's huge and scary, said Charlie. Uh-huh. Charlie and a friend managed to wrap up the serpent in a towel, take it to an animal rescue center. The car's original owner asked him about the snake. He confessed it did belong to him. All right. Well,
here you have it.
That's part of it, but, I mean, weren't you missing the snake at some point? Didn't you go, where did the 8-foot boa constrictor go? Because it's not like you kind of don't see it for a day or two and everything's all right.
I don't think that was one of the manufacturer's upgrades.
No, probably not. British couple returned from their honeymoon to find the inside of their home completely redecorated. The newlyweds, Jamie and Emily Faro, came home from Italy. They opened the door and discovered that every room in their house had been plastered with Post-it notes. Turns out they had a friend who decided to play a little prank.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
Yep, Paul Stanley. Had been left with the key so that he could feed the couple's cat. Well, see, there's your first problem. He used a total of 14,000 yellow sticky notes to cover the walls and the furniture completely. set up a hidden camera so he could catch the reaction. Of course he did. So now that's probably got about 400,000 views on YouTube.
You got too much time.
Really?
Howdy, Aggs. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Wurstbangers. For years, I've told people that the greatest advantage of Harvey Wurstbangers is how unique we are. That the greatest disadvantage of Harvey Wurstbangers is also how unique we are. People just didn't know what to think of us, and I understand why. I'm glad to say that folks are finally appreciating just how special we truly are. I've told you that in the last 6 months, we've been featured in Bon Appetit Online, Travel and Leisure Online, National Coin Op Magazine, CNBC, among others. We just finished filming as a featured destination on the Texas Bucket List to be aired in September. July marked our 19th record month in a row, and for a business that opened in 1998, I think that says something. People not only here in the Brazos Valley, but also from all over the country are taking notice. Whether it's our great homemade food made from scratch, our wonderful selection of Texas craft beers, our state-of-the-art laundry area, the area's most popular drop-off service, or just being able to say you've been to one of America's weirdest restaurants, you need to come check us out. Harvey Wurstbangers, if we're not on your bucket list, maybe we should be.
About 3 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, Bear Grylls, is that the guy's name?
Yes,
it is.
Apparently taking the top 20 by storm, Discovery Networks ordered another series for the Man vs. Wild creator yesterday. The new Bear Grylls Breaking Point will feature everyday people confronting their biggest fears.
He's the one that got caught cheating.
On what? What was he cheating?
There's a couple of those survival type shows, and they live out in the wilderness. Well, he apparently, you know, on the nights where he was out in the wild, we'd go back to the hotel.
Ah, there you go.
Or, you know, stay in the camper with the crew or whatever.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, he's not going to stay out there. They're wild animals, right? So remember when you complained about your boss on Twitter? Yeah. You might want to delete that.
Oopsie.
A new report from PricewaterhouseCoopers says that many companies are going to begin checking their employees' social media sites even more often. Unsurprisingly, only about a third of younger workers surveyed were okay with sharing personal information with their bosses. For the older workers, those not of the millennial generation, the numbers were even lower. According to the 500 human resource executives who were surveyed for this, monitoring is for the good of the employees. Since it lets HR figure out how to best motivate their employees. Oh, that's what it is. But the employees have to volunteer that information. Volunteer, obviously, being the key word. Easy to see how this could go badly, in the sense that volunteering their personal information basically could become a hiring condition. Or, of course, you should be fine if you've got nothing to hide. We've heard that before.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out. But still in all, not sure that that's quite the answer for that. Oh, let's see. Well, just one more little thing. If you'd like some more Santana music, have you had enough Santana? Carlos Santana's daughter is now in the biz. She's 29 years old. Don't know. She's a piano player and plays the guitar. I don't think as well as Carlos does, but nonetheless, there you go. So on this date, 1878. Sad day. The American Bar Association founded Saratoga, New York. Well, they just wanted to get together and have a convention.
Hey, you
so
can
they
send your
that.
Libel slander cases to Scott.
That's exactly right. In 1912, Arthur Ellard became the first Eagle Scout.
No kidding.
Earned 10 badges of his choice and 11 specific badges. During the past 100 years, more than 2 million scouts have achieved the rank of Eagle Scout.
I did not.
1912, he's the first one. 1959, Dwight Eisenhower signed the executive order proclaiming Hawaii as the 50th state. And in 2006, Kenosha, Wisconsin, man got trapped in a waist-deep vat of liquid chocolate. 23-year-old employee claims that he crawled into the tank to unplug it and then realized that he was stuck and he couldn't get out. To get him out, co-workers, police, and firefighters spent 2 hours to complete the rescue by adding cocoa butter to thin out the chocolate so they could pry him through. Who knew that?
I didn't know. I never heard that story.
Watch for that on TV sometime. All right, don't forget, high today near 100. No chance of rain. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.